wait for everybody to come back. What in the heck was that? Let me see if my bad, y'all. So I'm gonna wait. My bad. Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened. My phone just went out. Thank you guys for coming back. Thank you. So sorry. Y'all, when you're out of town, you're not in your studio, you're not in your space, technical difficulties happen, but we still got to keep pushing. So thank you guys for coming back and being my crew. Thank you. I don't know what happened. It's just my phone literally just cut off, y'all. Like mid-sentence, no warning, nothing like that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So like I was saying, we have to honor and respect ourselves. So let's get back to the tips and then we'll go ahead and figure out things. Y'all are the best. Y'all are the real MVPs. Thank you. So it says, finally, negotiation. If then plans involve spelling out the action you won't be taking in the future with these plans, if there is a behavior you want to avoid, you simply plan not to perform this behavior. So if I am a late person, I'm going to tell myself I'm not going to be late anymore. Now, we can tell ourselves that, but y'all, we got to implement the little tips and hacks to make sure that we stay on top of it. This is, in a sense, the most straightforward and head-on way to address negative impulses, and that probably the ones that we, and probably one we most end up using. Then it says, listen to this, y'all. It says, all three plans were put to the test with surprising and consistent results that researchers found that the negation if then plan is not only the far less effective compared to the other plans, but sometimes resulted in rebounding effects of leading people to do more of the forbidden behavior than before. So we want to make sure that we're not going to just try to avoid, that we actually have a plan in action to help us to execute our goals and plans. So you guys, I don't know what's going on with morning motivation today, but I'm not in my studio. So what other ways are we going to shift our behavior and the things that we want to implement and the things that we don't want to implement? So the negation is out. The negation, according to the book, does not work. It makes us more prone to do what we want to do. It says, just as research on the thought suppression, don't think about it, has shown that consistently monitoring for the thought makes it even more active in your mind. Oh, thank you. Thank you, SheAmber. Makes it more active in your mind. Negation if then plans keep the focus on the suppressed behavior. Ironically, by simply planning not to engage in the impulse actions, the impulse gets even stronger rather than broken. So it gets strengthened rather than broken. So when we tell ourselves we don't want, we don't want, we don't want, like we said, we cannot look at what we don't want. We have to focus on what we do want. So a plan such as, if I go to the mall, I won't buy anything, it may end up costing us a small fortune. So let me wrap it up real quick, you guys. So it says, remember that when it comes to researching your goals, you need to plan how you will replace the behavior that sabotages your success with better ones, rather than focus on only the maladaptive behavior themselves. So I had to look up what maladaptive means because I had no idea. So maladaptive means not providing adequate or appropriate adjustment to the environment or situation. Like the book told us, do not tempt fate. When we want to do something, say if we want to stop smoking, it is a horrible idea for us to say we want to stop smoking, but everybody in the house still smokes. Or we go into environments around our friends and our colleagues or whatever the case may be, and we are surround ourselves by smokers. We cannot put ourselves in those environments. So if you're in an environment that is normally toxic or just not a healthy one for you. You have to change your environment in order to change the behavior. It says the critical part of the if-then plan is that is what you will do and not what you won't do. So it says putting it into practice, focusing on what you will do. So it says number one, many of our goals have to do with stopping something, not overeating, not overthinking, not staying up late, not being so defensive, but thinking about a goal in this way can actually strengthen our self-sabotaging impulses rather than wear them down. Refrain a stopping goal in terms of starting. Decide what you will do instead. Once you decide on the good behavior that will replace the undesirable one, make it an if-then plan. If I feel the urge to blank, then I will do blank instead. All right, y'all. So we have finished 9 things successful people do differently. I hope that you all go out and get the book. I will be doing another book giveaway. I've already given away one. Don't think I'm going to re-gift this book. I'll do another one because I've started Tony Robbins. Man, it's so good. It's a book all about money, a book all about income and earned income and all of that. But I want to dive into that book. I got the audiobook and the physical book. I want to dive into that book and I don't have another one with me. So we are definitely going to figure out what tomorrow's episode is going to be. KK said boundaries. I have to really try to work on saying no. And KK, I definitely agree. So what things can you implement? The book suggested waiting 24 hours before you say yes. I've gotten just the courage just to say no, unfortunately, is something I'm not going to do. But figuring out why you people please is kind of more important than the action, in my personal opinion. When I went to therapy, I figured out that I was a people pleaser. And getting to the root of it through therapy, or really sitting down and asking yourself, why do I say yes? Why do I feel the urge to say no? So I don't feel the urge to say no. Sometimes it's how we're raised. Sometimes it's because we want to present ourselves in a way that's not true to us. So take some time and figure out why you do that. Why do you have a hard time setting boundaries? Why do you have a hard time saying no? And then when you figure out why you do it, then you can implement things that you will do instead. Like the book suggested 24 hours. Let me think about it. That's a good one. Let me think about it. Let me get back to you. Maybe you don't want to disappoint people. And why is that? And then we can't, it's easy to think about things and way people will see us. But then going back to the self-respect, like somebody mentioned earlier, you know, we have to respect ourselves and put those boundaries and understand that we are our first lifeline. So if we don't show up for ourselves, if we don't stick to the things that we said that we're going to do or set those boundaries, then all we are doing is showing people how they can either disrespect us, showing people that we're doormats. My therapist said one day, or it was a book or somewhere. It says, if you don't set boundaries, you're showing people how to use you. When I heard that, that changed everything. When we don't learn how to set boundaries with ourselves, when we don't learn how to set boundaries with people, and we constantly say yes, and we constantly do the things that we don't want to do, we're showing people how to use us. And 9 times out of 10, it's not because they're horrible people. It's because we didn't set that boundary. We didn't tell ourselves no. We didn't put those standards in there for ourselves. So when we don't set boundaries, we are showing people how to use us. People pleasing sometimes can hurt you for sure. And I am that way. I am trying to work on it daily and getting better while practicing saying no. Absolutely. And then one thing that I do sometimes is I'll pause before I respond or before I say yes, because it's just innate to just be like, yes, right? I'll sit back and I'll think, is this something I truly want to do? Is this something that's going to better me, better the situation, or am I truly helping somebody? Because sometimes we'll say yes, and we're actually hindering that other person from growth. Good morning, Vanessa. Sorry, you guys, for all the technical difficulties. We're working it out while we're traveling. But sometimes we have to sit there and think, like, sometimes people will ask for our help, simply because they know that we'll say yes. And in all actuality, we shouldn't show up for them. We should, I guess, challenge them to do things on their own. Setting those boundaries not only stops us from being used at times, it also allows that person to stand up for themselves and show up for themselves and honor themselves. Because if you constantly show up for people, if you're constantly the person that they call when they need things, you're just allowing them to continue to use you, continue to, you know, drain your well, and they're not showing up for themselves, or they're not executing another plan. Like, if you didn't have me, what would the plan be? Especially in relationships. And sometimes I will beat myself up for saying no. Why, Aubrey? Why would you do that to yourself? If it's something you truly don't desire to do, why do you beat yourself up? Do you think that you're a bad person for saying no? Do you think that people won't like you if you don't show up for them the way that it could? Because honestly, it's not helping. Think about it like this, right? Yes. Think about it like this. If I asked you guys to show up every day for morning motivation, right? And you just in your heart did not want to show up. By showing up for me anyway and is not helping me, because it's not giving me the audience that really truly wants to hear the message. It's not giving yourself, because it's something you don't want to do. So it's not helping you. So you're doing us both a disservice. You see how that works? Like, when you show up for somebody and you truly don't want to do it, not only are you dishonoring yourself, you're dishonoring that other person, because in their mind, they think that you're doing it because you want to, right? I never want anybody to show up here simply off the fact for me. No, I'm doing this because I feel like it's something that I was called to do, that I'm supposed to do. So I show up for people who either want to hear it, need to hear it. And if at any time you don't, it's simply okay. It's just not for you today, or it's not for us to be in agreeance today. And that's totally fine. Everybody has free will. So think about it like that. Like, if I show up for somebody and I truly, honestly don't want to, you're innately lying to them. I love that. You're innately dishonoring yourself and lying to them, because in the back of your mind, the entire time you're doing anything for them, you truly don't want to be there. You truly don't want to do it. And if they truly knew you didn't want to do that for them, or truly knew that you didn't want to show up for them in that way, I promise you, they probably wouldn't want you there. They probably wouldn't want you to do it. Some people, and then if you have people that are users, because there are people out there like that too, that they'll just continuously use you because you won't set that boundary for yourself. They know that you don't have respect for yourself in that way. So they'll constantly just keep showing up, keep asking, and keep pushing that boundary with you. So think about it in that regard. Instead of it being like, oh, I'll be a horrible person if I don't do this, or they won't like me if I do this, how will you feel about yourself? How will you feel about yourself? How will you feel? How are you? Are you being honest with yourself? Are you truly, truly, truly doing what you need to do for you? Miss Debbie says, especially for those people who ask you for things you can't even ask them for, there is no support they can return to you. And then it becomes a one-way street and you're left bitter at the end. Oh, I love that. That is very true. It's like the friend that always asks for money, and you constantly say yes, yes, yes. Or the family member that constantly asks for money and you say yes, yes, yes. And you know dang well if you were to ask them in return, they could not do the favor. And honestly, I'm not a tit for tat type of person like that. Like, if I'm going to give, I'm just going to give. But you have to honor yourself. Remember, every relationship is a two-way street. So how do you want that relationship to function? Yes, thank you. It's really good. Thank you for you guys for showing up. And I do appreciate it 100% that you guys are here, even with me not being in the studio and being in a whole different time zone. I'm up at 4 a.m. But, you know, that's something that I said I'm going to honor and I'm going to do. So in what ways are you going to continue to honor yourself? You know, you have to honor yourself no matter what, because we are our first lifelines. And I'm not saying that there are going to be things that you're going to do for people that, You may like, I'd rather not, but you do it out the kindness of your heart, but that only goes so far. Because you don't want to start resenting the help. Because there's no point to doing something and you're bitter about it. There's no point of helping somebody that, like, you say somebody asked you to move and you don't want to move. You could have just stayed home. What was the point of you putting that energy? That person's upset. You're upset. Y'all got attitudes. What's the point? You know, don't sign up for things that you genuinely don't want to do. And I've had to learn that over the years. Good morning. Thank you for all. Thank you. I appreciate that, Jessica. Oh, yeah, it's 4 a.m. where you are right now. This is why we love you. You're so amazing. Keep up going. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it was a little struggle, but it is what it is. I have to honor my commitments. And that's something I told myself I was going to do. And I do appreciate you guys showing up. And because you guys show up, it really does help me show up too. So thank you so much for you guys also being here. Most of you guys every single morning, especially SheAmber. SheAmber, you deserve like a morning motivation award. Because you always show up, and I really, really appreciate that. And there's a few people that always show up each and every day. Destiny, Sherelle, Vanessa, you guys, Miss Debbie, you guys are the best. This kind of reminds me of saying I heard when I was interested in a sorority I'm currently a part of. If you want it, you will make time for it. If you don't want it, you'll say no. Yeah, but sometimes, good morning, Jessica. Sometimes, though, we can say yes to things and we don't want to do it. And it's another thing that we've added to our cart. It's another thing that we've added to our life and our, you know, and all of that. So really, what do you want to do? And there's going to be things in life that we don't want to do, but there's so many things in life that we don't want to do that we have to do. So why make our lives harder by signing up for things that we don't want to do? You know, we already have to go to work. We already have to deal with people on a daily basis that we rather not deal with. There's so many factors in life that we cannot control. Why would we sign up for things that we don't want to do? You know what I mean? Why would we do that to ourselves? Good morning, Kim. I needed this talk this morning. I have to set boundaries with my longtime friend and say no, 100%. I agree with that statement. You will work with it if you want something in life. Absolutely. We will do what we want to do, but oftentimes we sign up for things that we don't want to do. And it takes away, when we sign up for things that we don't want to do and we give it that energy, that drains us. When we sign up for things that give us light, that gives us, that we want to do, it gives us more energy. It gives us more stamina to continue on with life, to continue on to doing everything that we have to do every day. But if we're constantly doing things that we don't want to do, first of all, some of us are in jobs we don't want or don't like, right? Because we got to make ends meet, or we got to, you know, we've been too long, whatever the case may be. Even though I told y'all we should be, you know, getting to the careers that we want. But hey, life is life. Everybody got to do what they got to do. So you're already, some of us are already going to jobs we don't like, sitting in traffic we don't want to sit in traffic, you know, eating things that we probably don't want to eat, or whatever the case may be. No, that's not something we should do. We should definitely eat the things that we want to eat. But there's so many things that we can't control. Why not make sure that we are doing everything in our power to control what we can? And that's something that we are the gatekeepers to our time. We are the gatekeepers to our boundaries. We are the gatekeepers to our self-respect and what we say we're going to do and we're not going to do. We hold the keys. Think of your life as like Oz, right? Have you guys ever seen The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz? Before you can get into Emerald City, you had to pass those two gatekeepers. They had to feel that you were worthy to entering the city. So you have to be the gatekeeper in your life. You have to act like your life is Oz. And no, you can come in, and no, you can't. And I know that that's a far-fetched type of example, but every time I think of gatekeepers, I think of like bouncers at a club. Remember, we talked about that. You have to be the bouncer in your mind and in your life. You can't just let anybody willy-nilly come in and out, drain your energy, come in your club, stomp it up. You know, you have to make sure their intentions are right. Why do you need me to do this thing? Do you really genuinely need my help, or are you being lazy? You know, is this something that I can have time for right now? Because it's helping them, but it's hurting you. And then, like I said before, if you truly don't want to be there, if you truly don't want to help them or do that thing, and you just do it because you're a people pleaser, you have a hard time saying no, it's not beneficial for either one of you. Because your energy is going to be off. You know, it's like when you ask your kids, some of y'all that have kids, when you ask your kids to do something, you know, you rarely will probably get that, sure, Mom, I'll do it, no problem. You rarely probably get that energy. It's probably like, yes, ma'am, okay, sure. Or they're slow dragging, right? If anybody has children or nieces and nephews or young siblings, you know that type of energy. They're going to do it because they have to do it because you told them to do it. But what's the energy that they're going to do it with? It's that slow dragging. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Okay, I will. I'll do it. It's never going to be like, sure. And that's the type of energy that you have when you do things and you sign up for things that you don't want to do. It's like, oh, I have to do this. Let me do this. And then you procrastinate, or you drag your feet, or you show up late, or you don't do it to your fullest potential. But when you save that energy by saying no to the things that you don't want to do, when you save that energy and you place that energy with things that you do want to do, or showing up for the assignments that you do want to sign up for, or showing up for the projects you do want to show up for, it's an entirely different energy. Now you're excited. Now you're like, girl, I can't wait. Yes, I'm so excited to help you with your event. I'm so excited to come and do this. Yes, 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 yes. And the energy is 100% different. So think about that the next time that you can't, quote unquote, can't, because that's a narrative you're telling yourself. The narrative you're telling yourself is, I can't say no. And you got to get to the bottom of that. Why? And then when you do a little self-discovery, you do a little therapy, you'll figure out it has something to do with your childhood, it has something to do with maybe wanting people to like you. And when you like yourself, nothing matters. None of that matters. When you like yourself and you heal from past trauma and past childhood stuff, other people's opinions of them being mad at you or not liking you in that moment doesn't matter. And then if you have really mature people, which most of us do, and you tell them no, they understand. They rather you tell them no and honor yourself than to say yes and not want to do it. I wish my friends would tell me that they want to come to something or do something for me that they don't want to do. I'd be like, girl, then don't do it. Don't. I won't feel no type of way. And if people do feel a way because you told them no, they're thinking more about themselves than they're thinking about you. Remember that too. So you have to gauge how other people operate in life. Because if you tell somebody no, like, hey, I really can't, I can't do this right now, or you have to turn them down for money, hey, I don't have it right now. And if they get an attitude with you, if they start smacking their lips and they start treating you different because you told them no, you got a selfish friend. That person's selfish because they're not thinking about you and what's going to benefit you. They're thinking about what benefits them. If I got mad at people who didn't show up to morning motivation, where you been? I don't see you no more. What kind of energy is that? I'm thinking about myself. I'm not thinking about y'all. That's not right. You guys are living your own lives and you guys have other things going on. You may not be able to show up every day. That's totally okay. But I would be a selfish individual if I got mad at y'all for that. Does that make sense? So think about it in that way. If somebody gets mad at you, irritated, has an attitude with you because you're not showing up for them the way they want you to, and you just genuinely don't want to or you can't, then they're thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about what's best for you. Let's see. I'm reading through your comments, you guys, and I can't pop them up like I normally do. Amber says, yes, I agree with that statement. You will work for it if you want something in life. Absolutely. Vanessa says, a really good book is set boundaries and find peace. Nadira Glover Tabwa. Y'all know how I am about names. But that is a good book. Thank you for the suggestion, Vanessa. Ms. Debbie says, I like that terminology, gatekeepers, to set our boundaries. Absolutely. We have to be gatekeepers because we are our first line of defense. If you remember that, I think that your self-respect level goes up tenfold. Nobody is going to protect you like you. Not your husband, not your boyfriend, not your parents, not your grandparents or friends. Nobody is going to protect you like you. You are your own best friend. You are your number one defense mechanism. So we have to figure out why we can't say no. What's stopping us from, you know, saying no and reversing that those narratives in our mind, you know, telling yourself, I'm not a bad person if I say no. If somebody gets mad at me because I say no, like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? I'm not going to lose my house. I'm not going to get kicked out. I'm not like, you know, sometimes we form these narratives in our mind that makes we blow up the situation, a scenario 10 times worse than it really will really happen. And 9 times out of 10, the worst case scenario never happened. And you'll be surprised. Give people a little bit more grace and gratitude that they'll understand. How about that? How about we give people in our lives more autonomy that they will understand? Thank you so much for the super chat, Percy. Oh, I really appreciate it. Percy says, sometimes I will tell people no, just to see how they will react, especially if I've been saying yes. First time I told my own nephew no, he stopped talking to me, but I didn't. I did it just to see his reaction. Woo. I love that. Especially when you date, y'all, tell somebody no. They say you'll never know how a person is really or how they really feel until you tell them no. Like, what's that Beyonce song? I said yes to your number and yes to your name. But the first time I say no, it's like I've never said yes. Beyonce was telling us something back in the day with Destiny's Child. My therapist is going to have her hands full today. Hey, that's their jobs. That's what they are supposed to do. That is what they get paid for. I love that, though. Tell people no and see how they react. And that'll really show you. And like Percy said, his nephew was just being selfish at that point. Because people will continue to use you if you allow them. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Yolanda. Started listening to a week now. Thank you so much. And again, I'm traveling. I'm on the West Coast. I'm in California, my home state. So I'm so happy to be here. I love being in California, but I'm in a whole different time zone. I'm not in the basement with my beautiful background. So thank you all for staying with me through all of that and all the technical difficulties, because this is the second upload that we had to do this morning. So I really appreciate it. Patrice, I forgot about that song. Yes, the first time that I say no was like I never said yes. I said yes to all of these things. I gave you my number. I went on a date with you. I did all of this, but just because I say no that you want to get with me like that? Ooh. Oh, now you're going to show your butt. Okay, thank you. Thank you for showing me who you truly are. And honestly, while you're dating, that's actually a good thing to do. Say no and see how people react. Because people are really nice when you say yes. People are really nice when you do everything they want you to do. You know, people turn very different and very cold when they hear no. Think about, Think about when you see movies, and the woman says no, and then the man all of a sudden just turns his ugly head and he kicks her out of his car. Because she says no, she doesn't want to sleep with him or she doesn't want to do anything. When you say no to people, it shows you what they truly value and truly care about. So I hope that this morning motivation helped. Thank you so much. I hope that you guys got something out of it. We are done with 9 things successful people do differently. I have to figure out another book. All of my books are at home. I think I want to read Secrets of a Millionaire Mind with you guys. because I think that that one's super powerful. I've already listened to the entire audiobook, but I think reading it with y'all and going through the chapters would be really, really good. So we'll have to do that on Monday because, yeah, I don't have that book with me. So I have to figure out something for tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a freestyle. Maybe because I am live like this, I don't know if you can do that on YouTube. Going live on YouTube and bringing somebody in, I don't have my system with me. We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out and I'll let you guys know. Kim says, when you are a person that is genuine, that genuinely has a good heart, it is so hard to say no. But when I started doing it more, it felt good, like you regain peace. Kim, you are not a bad person for saying no. Stop thinking that in order to be a good person, everybody has to like me. I have to show up for everybody and do everything. That does not make you a good person. That's the false narrative that as women, especially, because I feel like that's a woman thing. I feel like we are, you know, we're raised to people please. We're raised to say yes and be nice and smile and be polite and don't be mean and da 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 da. But that does not make you a bad person when you say no. It absolutely does not make you a bad person when you say no. I am reading these books for sure. I can't wait to finish up The Four Agreements. Yes, The Four Agreements is so important, you guys. So good. This is so funny you talked about this today because God was revealing this to me last night in my quiet time. I was definitely raised as a nice girl. Ooh, nice girl syndrome here too. Or just, you know, me moving around a lot because I moved around a lot as a kid. I had to find a friend on the first day. So being nice was the way that I got friends. And I think that that carried over into my adulthood where I was always like, when I meet women or I'm around, I'm just super nice. And what I noticed is sometimes it doesn't serve me. It's actually served me. You know, being nice more than being mean has definitely served me more. But setting those boundaries with people and places and things will definitely help you get on a better foot. And saying no and just seeing how people react. And again, saying no does not mean you're a bad person. It means you're honoring yourself. You're your own gatekeeper and that self-respect. Same for military brats. Exactly. Like we have to go around and meet new people. So we have to be nice to get new friends because we don't want to be lonely at school. We don't want to be the new girl with no friends, right? So we learn this tactic of being super, super nice and super, super pleasant and not going against the grain and playing the games that everybody wants to play, even though we don't want to play it. We're not babies anymore, y'all. We grown women, and self-love is not selfish. Absolutely. Setting those boundaries is not selfish. It's self-full. We have to be self-full. We have to be self-full, you guys. All right, but I love you guys. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. For those of you who are in my group coaching, we are going live tonight, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Western Pacific time. Ana says, I just stay positive even when you're saying no. Niceness can kill mean spirits. Oh, I love that. Thank you for closing us out with that, Nas. But you guys have a beautiful and blessed morning. Again, sorry for all the technical difficulties. I will be back in the studio hopefully by Monday. We'll see. I have to be back by Monday because I got taxes and appointments and stuff like that to do. So I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. And I'll catch you guys in my next one. I'll be there tomorrow. Bye, guys.